These are the guided yoga standing postures. Remember to breathe diaphragmatically as much as possible throughout the postures and to pay attention to your breathing. And finding a comfortable place in which to do these postures where you won't be interrupted. And taking a position standing on the floor with your feet flat on the floor, a comfortable distance approximately shoulder width apart. Your arms at your sides. And your body extended through your neck and head. Closing your eyes if you like. And imagining that you have a triangle at the bottom of each foot, where one point is the ball of your foot just below your big toe, another point being the ball of your foot just below your small toe, and the third point being your heel. And imagining that triangle on the bottom of each foot and imagining just balancing and centering yourself evenly throughout that triangle. Allowing your knees to flex comfortably so that they aren't rigid. Your arms still comfortably at your sides and feeling your body extend throughout your torso and chest and neck and head. Feeling your body centered side to side and front to back. And feeling your body grounded as if the lower part of your body is the base of a mountain, deeply connected to the earth below you. And then as you rise through your body, your upper body, head and neck, as if you're the peak of a mountain rising through the clouds. And noticing your breath, becoming aware of your abdomen, rising on an in-breath and falling on an out-breath. And noticing any sensations that may be present in your body. Not needing to pursue them or push them away. And continuing to breathe, relaxed, alert, and centered in this mountain pose. And then, on an in-breath, lifting your arms to your sides, mindfully up above your head throughout the duration of your in-breath, perhaps locking your thumbs if you're comfortable with that, and extending them fully up over your head, feeling the stretch throughout your body. Breathing into and out of this posture. Seeing if on an exhalation you can't extend your fingertips just slightly farther. As you remain relaxed and breathing in this extension of your body. And on an exhalation, unlocking your thumbs, stretching your palms out to the sides, and slowly and very mindfully letting your arms come down to your sides. And as you resume your mountain pose, just noticing the effects of the stretch that you just completed. And now, lifting up your left arm only to the side of your body and continuing to rise your arm up above your head, allowing your right heel to come up off the ground as you shift your weight to your left foot, and extend your left arm far above your head and possibly looking up at your arm and imagining that there's a tree there with cherries dangling just above your arm, just above your reach, and seeing if you can't reach one of those cherries. Continuing to breathe in and breathe out. See if you can't reach just slightly farther. And when you are ready, allowing your right heel to return to the floor as you lower your left arm slowly down to the side of your body. And then on your next inhalation, lifting your right arm to the side of your body and continuing to raise it until it's up over your head. And now lifting your left heel up off the ground and shifting your weight to your right foot and extending your right arm up as high as you can, staying within your boundaries, being sensitive to your limits, possibly looking up at your right hand as you imagine trying to reach that piece of fruit dangling just beyond your fingertips. Remembering to breathe in and breathe out of your abdomen, noticing if there's any part of your body that's working particularly hard, and if you notice that, possibly breathing into that part of your body and breathing out, softening and opening into that part of your body. And when you're ready, on an exhalation, allowing your left heel to return to the floor as you lower slowly your right arm back down to the side of your body. And then, once again, on an inhalation, lifting both arms to your sides and continuing to raise them up over your head, locking your thumbs together, stretching up just for a moment, and then, with an exhalation, bending over to your right side, keeping your head between your arms. And you will find that you are bending over your right hip, feeling the extension in the left side of your body, through the rib cage and under your arm, into your shoulder. And just breathing in and breathing out. Allowing this area that's working to open and soften as you continue to breathe in this pose. And then when you are ready, bringing your arms back to an upright position, stretching up just for a moment, and then bending over to your left side, keeping your head between your arms as you bend over your left hip. And this time feeling the stretch along the right side of your body, under your arm and into your shoulder, and just breathing in and breathing out. And when you are ready, returning to an upright position, unlocking your thumbs and very slowly and mindfully stretching your palms out to the sides, and let your arms return to the side of your body. Resuming the mountain pose, balanced from right to left and front to back, grounded, alert, just notice any sensations that might have arisen from the posture that we just completed. And now we'll start doing some shoulder rolls and recognizing that we can break up the shoulder roll into four parts, four separate movements. So first, bringing your shoulders to your ears while your arms remain passive, hanging at your sides. And then squeezing your shoulders together in front of your chest. And now letting your shoulders drop and relax. Your arms hanging down at your sides. And then fourth, trying to squeeze your shoulders together in the back, bringing your shoulder blades together. And then continuing in this forward direction, bringing your shoulders to your ears, squeezing together in the front, letting your shoulders drop and squeezing them in the back. Just continuing this circular motion, slowly and mindfully. And now reversing the direction so that you squeeze your shoulders together in the back, bringing your shoulder blades together, and then allowing your shoulders to drop with your arms relaxed at your sides. And then squeezing your shoulders together in the front of your chest, and then bringing your shoulders up to your ears with your arms still passive at your sides. And continuing this circular motion of your shoulders rolling very slowly and mindfully as you continue to breathe in and breathe out. And when you are ready, allowing your shoulders to drop and your arms rest at your sides, resuming the mountain pose with your feet grounded into the floor and your body centered. And feeling your body rise as you move up into your torso and head and neck. And bringing your attention to your breath. And just exploring for the effects of the shoulder rolls that you've just done. Noticing any sensations without judging them or needing to change them. And when you are ready, we'll do some neck rolls. Again, breaking these rolls down into four separate movements. We'll begin by lowering our chin to our chest. And then move the head slowly so that the left ear is over the left shoulder. And continuing to move the head so that it is all the way to your back. And then bringing it around so that your right ear is over your right shoulder. And continuing the movement so that your chin is back at your chest. And continuing to move in the circular motion. Perhaps inhaling as you move your head to your left and back, and exhaling as you move your head to the right and down. Just continuing this motion in your own pace. And when you are ready, reversing the direction of this circular motion so that you're lowering your chin to your chest and then bringing your right ear over your right shoulder and continuing the movement so your head is all the way at the back and moving your head slowly so that your left ear is over the left shoulder and then continuing to lower your chin to your chest. And perhaps inhaling as you move your head from your chin to your right and then to your back, and exhaling as your head moves from your back to your left and to your chin. Just continuing the neck roll at your own pace. And when you are ready, returning to your mountain pose, centering and grounding yourself, being in touch with your feet, making contact with the floor, and being aware of your breath, your abdomen rising on an in-breath and falling on an out-breath. And if there are any sensations from the postures we have been doing, just noticing them. Whether they're pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, not needing to judge them, just accepting your experience as it is in the moment. And now we'll do a balanced pose. And we'll start this by letting our weight shift from both feet to just the left foot. And as we do this, lifting up our arms so that they are parallel to the floor at our sides. And now, perhaps finding a spot on the floor or the wall so that you can fix your gaze as you raise your right leg up as much as it will come up off the ground, and start to balance in this position, using the spot on the floor 3 or 4 feet in front of you, or on the wall perhaps, to help you balance as you keep your right leg lifted, your arms up parallel to the floor, and breathing in and breathing out as you hold this posture. Being aware of any sensations or even thoughts or feelings you might have as you maintain your balance. Seeing if you can't just lift your right leg up just slightly more. And when you are ready, letting your right leg come down as your arms come down to rest at your sides, and allowing your weight to shift back to both feet. Taking a moment to breathe in and breathe out. And now doing a balance on the other side. So letting your weight shift from both feet to just the right foot now. And as you do that, lifting up your arms to your sides so that they become parallel to the floor. And raising your left leg up off the ground to your side as high as it will come. And you might be focusing on a spot on the floor a few feet in front of you, or perhaps on the wall, fixing your gaze here to help you balance in this position. Remembering to breathe in and breathe out. And taking a moment to notice any thoughts or feelings or sensations that might be occurring as you maintain your balance. And perhaps noticing which parts of your body are working as you maintain this pose. And seeing if you can't just lift your left leg slightly up higher off the floor as you stand here balancing. And then when you are ready, allowing your left leg to come down to the floor as your arms return down to your side, and allowing your weight to shift to both feet. And again, taking a moment to return to your mountain pose, centering yourself and grounding yourself, and bringing your attention to your breath, just to notice any sensations that may be present after doing this balance pose. And when you are ready, we'll be doing some twisting motions now. And we'll start by putting our hands on our hips. And turning just from the waist to your left, keeping your hips facing forward while you turn your head and chest as far to the left as you can go while staying within your boundaries, being sensitive to your limits. Keeping your feet and your hips facing forward, just as you twist at the waist. Moving your elbows, your head, and your chest. Breathing into and breathing out of this posture. And if there's a particular part of your body that seems to be working or having more intense sensations, perhaps breathing into that part of your body. And on the exhalation, opening and relaxing around it. And when you are ready, bringing your body back to a centered and forward position. And reversing the twist so that you are turning to the right, just from the waist, keeping your hips facing forward. Just turning your chest and head and your elbows as you twist to the right. Seeing if you can dwell at the boundary of your limitations without pushing through it. And continuing to breathe in and breathe out as you notice the sensations that may be present in your body as you maintain this twist. And when you are ready, returning to a forward and centered position. And now we're going to do a twist from our ankles. So turning from the ankles, turn and twist your entire body except for your feet. To the left, so that your entire body is twisting to the left, using your elbows to bring you over. Maintaining this twisted position, seeing if your feet are facing forward as you twist at the ankle. And when you are ready, allowing your body to return to a forward-facing position, taking a breath in and a breath out, and reversing the twist so that you are now still turning from your ankles, moving your entire body to the right, except for your feet, which remain facing forward, twisting your entire body. Allowing your elbows to move you and maintain this twist over to the right. Breathing in and breathing out. Maintaining sensitivity to your limitations. And when you are ready, allowing yourself to return to a forward position. Allow your arms to come off your hips and hang very relaxed at your sides with your feet about shoulder width apart, flat on the floor. Balancing your body, feeling centered from right to left and front to back. The lower part of your body feeling in touch with the ground, like the base of a mountain. And as you rise through your body, your upper body, your chest, your neck and your head, lifting as if you're a mountain peak through the clouds, and breathing in and breathing out. Noticing any sensations that may be present in your body. And now we'll do a forward bend, and we'll start by allowing your knees to bend or flex slightly so that they're not rigid. And as you take a deep breath in, bringing your arms up to the sides and up over your head, and breathing in and breathing out as you stretch your arms up over your head. And on an exhalation, bending over from your waist, keeping your arms stretched as you come down towards the floor, towards your feet, allowing your head and your arms to hang towards the floor, your arms possibly touching the floor or your feet, allowing them to come just wherever they may, whether it's your feet or ankles, or maybe they'll arrive approximately at your shins, or wherever they fall, allowing them to be where they are, letting your head drop. And breathing in, feeling the expansion against your rib cage. And breathing out, just surrendering to the gravitational pull, allowing your muscles to lengthen, allowing your head to sink a little deeper toward your knees and the floor. And just breathing in and breathing out. And now, staying in this position, but stretching one arm, the right arm, out until it's parallel to the floor, and just staying here breathing with your head down and your left arm down. Breathing in, continuing to feel the expansion in your ribcage. And on an exhalation, continuing to allow the gravitational pull to bring your head down and your arm down while you keep your right arm out to the side. And when you are ready, allowing your right arm to return down to a hanging position. And now allowing your left arm to come up until it's parallel to the floor. Continuing to breathe in and breathe out in this position, allowing your right arm to be dropped towards the floor, towards your feet, wherever it may fall, allowing your head to continue to sink. Allowing the gravitational pull to continue to draw your arm and head down as your left arm stays parallel to the floor. And when you are ready, allowing your left arm to drop, returning wherever it may hang towards the floor. Taking a deep breath in, feeling your rib cage expand, and allowing your body to exhale, surrendering to the gravitational pull. And then when you're ready, slowly standing back up and being very careful to come up first with the lower spine, and then the hips, and then the center of your back, and then your upper back, and then finally and last, your head. resuming a mountain pose, bringing your attention to your breath and checking into your body, exploring your body just to notice any feelings or sensations that may be present and just acknowledging them without judgment, without pursuing or resisting them. And now we'll do the chair posture. And we'll do this by stretching both arms out in front of our bodies, maintaining our feet about body width apart, and imagining that you are sitting on a chair that isn't there, an imaginary chair, coming down into a sitting position as best you can, with your head and your back as erect as you can keep them, and noting at the same time that they will bend forward slightly as you drop down into a sitting position. And breathing in and breathing out, see if you can't drop just a little bit lower into your chair, recognizing all the while your limits, seeing if you can dwell at these limits without pushing beyond them. And continuing to breathe in and breathe out of your abdomen as you continue to sit in your imaginary chair. And then when you are ready, very slowly and mindfully, standing up so that you are back into an erect position and allowing your arms to come back down to the sides of your body. Resume your mountain position, but shaking your arms out a little bit first. And then allowing your arms to again rest comfortably and relaxed at your sides. When you may notice some sensations being present in your body, pleasant or unpleasant, or even neutral, just becoming aware of those sensations. Whether it's tingling, or tightness, or warmth, or coolness, whatever may arise in your attention. Not needing to judge it, just accepting whatever is present. Not getting caught in it, and not resisting it either. And being aware all the while of your breath, your inhalations and your exhalations. And perhaps noticing again your abdomen rising on an in-breath and falling on an out-breath. And when you are ready, we're going to next be doing what is referred to as a tree pose. And we'll start by shifting our weight to our left foot and taking your right foot, drawing it up as high as you can, putting the bottom of your right foot on the inside of your left leg, wherever it may be comfortable, whether it's at your knee or just above your knee, or higher up on your inner thigh. And allowing it to rest there as best you can, balancing on your left leg. And now, bringing your hands together in a clapping position in front of you, stretched out in front of you, palms together. And breathing in, breathing out. And picking again a spot to gaze your focus upon, perhaps a few feet in front of you or on a wall. And now stretching your arms up over your head as far as they will go, clasping your fingers together and pushing your upper arms against your ears as you do this. Breathing deeply into your abdomen on an in-breath and exhaling, noticing whatever may be present for you, thoughts, feelings, sensations. Balancing in this position, if possible, keeping your left knee straight. And if you feel the need to come down back onto your right foot, do so and then return your right foot back up to your left inside leg and resume the balancing posture as we continue to breathe here in the tree posture. And now slowly unclasping your hands, allowing your arms to come down to your sides. And when they are parallel to the floor, bringing your right foot down alongside your left as your arms come down, making somewhat of a three-point landing as you do this. And returning to the mountain pose, just taking a breath in and a breath out. And now we'll reverse the posture, shifting your weight to your right foot, taking your left foot and drawing it up as high as you can to put it on the inside of your right leg. And as best you can, balancing on your right leg, bringing your hands together in a clapping position in front of you, picking a spot on which to gaze to help you balance. And now stretching your arms up over your head as far as they will go, clasping your fingers together and pushing your upper arms against your ears. Breathing into your abdomen deeply, balancing. And if possible, keeping your right knee straight. And just paying attention to your feelings and sensations. And slowly unclasping your hands, allowing your arms to come down to the side. And when they are parallel to the floor, bringing your left foot down alongside your right as your arms come down into a three-point landing. Resuming the mountain pose, centering your body to the right and left, to the front and back. Feeling grounded into the floor as if you're the base of a mountain. Feeling your body rise upward, your chest and head being the peak of a mountain rising up into the clouds. Breathing in, breathing out. Maintaining your attention on your breath. And again, as you notice your sensations, acknowledging yourself for the attention you have been giving to yourself to nourish your body and your mind. Extending your limits gradually as you continue to do these postures, increasing your flexibility and your strength. And maintaining this quality of attention as you resume the activity of your day.